Welcome to the Probably Florida Podcast, another episode with Ricky and Billy.
So today, I think this podcast should just be about Florida Man. Let's just go over some of the, because there's no shortage of stories about the great, elusive...
Yeah, he really is a superhero.
Yeah.
He has many faces, many names, many body types, but he is Florida Man.
He is Florida Man. So let's not waste any time. Deltona, Florida, which is not far from Daytona.
Yeah, it's in between Orlando and Daytona, right? Right. I-4, yep.
So we had a man, this was in 2013, so not too far ago. Randy Zipperer. Zipperer is his last name, first of all, so that's a great start. You know he had a great child, Zipperer. Zipperer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the
person who zips up stuff. He's the Zipperer.
The playground was a great place for him.
Yeah, Zipperer. So, Randy and his brother, who of course they live together, he's a 49-year-old man, and after a Tuesday night, don't get me wrong, this is a Tuesday night of drinking beer, he went to indulge in some macaroni and cheese. When he came back, his macaroni and cheese was missing, which sparked an obvious fight. I mean, I get mad when my mac and cheese goes missing.
Yeah, depending on what kind of mac and cheese, that's we're gonna throw some bows for.
I'm just gonna say it's any mac and cheese is allowed to fight over. But if you and we're gonna post a picture of him on our Facebook page, if you take a look at this guy, you can see why he was so angry about it, because there's probably not many foods he can eat missing that amount of teeth.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's nice and soft. You know, he had the blue box blues. Blue box blues.
What does that mean?
Kraft.
Oh, got gotcha. Blue box.
Blue box.
Gotcha. Kraft.
Blue,
yeah,
blue box
Kraft.
Blues, yeah.
Yeah, 100% organic.
So anyway, as his brother starts to help him look for the mac and cheese. So he's going to look for the mac and cheese, and while he's looking, his younger brother knocks over Mr. Zipperer's beer. So
ooh.
Now, not only does he have no mac and cheese,
party foul.
The beer has been spilled. And if you ask me, I think this whole looking for the mac and cheese is just a load of shit. Like, you knew you ate it. You know you ate it.
Oh, the brother who ate it was looking.
Well, I mean, they don't... It doesn't say, but let's face facts. Well, let's call him Buddy Zipperer, because they don't really want to mention Randy's brother. But the other Zipperer, he definitely ate the mac and cheese.
Right.
And right when Randy was about to figure it all out, he knocks over a beer. Now the topic on hand is not, it's not mac and cheese, it's now spilled beer. Well, that did not work out well for the second Zipperer, because Randy, now hungry and thirsty, decided to stab his brother.
Well, I mean, that's you got to pay for that. If you steal another man's mac and cheese and spill his beer, there's going to be some consequences.
Yeah, you shouldn't be stabbed, though. This is where, like, in any other state, they might... You know, maybe getting into like a little push or shove, or, you know, they stop talking to each other. You know, they don't do Christmas cards anymore.
Oh, the silent treatment, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not on my Christmas card
list.
No,
we don't mess around in Florida.
Nah,
he
stabbed
him. You spill my beer, there's going to be some major consequences.
He stabbed him in the stomach, and his brother did have to go to the emergency room.
Okay.
He would be fine. They did find a ton of mac and cheese in his belly, though.
They put one of them cameras down his mouth.
No, he was stabbed in the stomach. It was oozing.
Oh, the mac and cheese oozed out.
It oozed out. Okay. So, the Florida man number one, take my mac and cheese. I'm gonna stab you, especially if you try to cover it up by spilling my beer.
Yeah, that's two wrongs don't make it right. That's for sure.
Two wrongs get a stabbing.
All right, Billy. Well, I got a good one for you. So, Florida man breaks into home, steals alcohol, and falls asleep on the couch.
I'm assuming he drank the alcohol and then fell asleep?
Let's see. This happened in St. Pete. That's where we're broadcasting
That's,
from.
Yeah,
so,
born and raised, hey.
Yeah. So, St. Pete police say they arrested a man who broke into a couple's home and stole bottles of booze. Now... When they arrived, the man was found half-dressed in the backyard, leaving behind empty bottles of wine and beer.
Bottles?
Bottles, oh yeah. So he drank a full bottle of champagne, a bottle of wine, and three beers.
Well, I'd be sleepy too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you drink some beer, you
get
to go
tired
to
thinking about it.
So this is 53-year-old Brenton Holden, and then he got arrested for burglary. So yeah, he was trying to steal, when they arrived, the cops arrived, he was trying to steal another bottle of wine, and he couldn't find a corkscrew to open it up. So he wasn't stopping.
He wasn't done.
No, he wasn't done.
Wow.
He was caught red-handed in the rampage of bottle.
He probably had red lips too from all that wine.
Maybe a red tongue at least. But so this all happened when the couple was sleeping in their house. So they were actually home during this whole rampage.
See, again, you know, if they slept through that rampage, it almost sounds like maybe they drank all those bottles and they're trying to pin it on this poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, because they said they woke up a few times in the middle of the night but never realized someone was in their house.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
If somebody's drinking that much booze, they're going to be making some noise.
Yeah.
I mean, give you one beer and it is like a parade going down. You got to watch out.
Yeah, it's...
But again, I think people are trying to distract from the real crimes is that they're drinking their own booze. They want to distract from the fact that they've drank their own booze. They probably found this guy, invited him in, said, hey, come in, stranger. Have some of our champagne and wine. And he was very happy, polite man.
Right.
And then when they got too drunk, passed out, regretted drinking all the booze, then they call the police to find poor, what's his name again?
Brenton Holden.
Oh, no, I know him. He was definitely guilty. Yeah, he's a booze hound.
Yeah, I mean, so shame on the couple. They left their door open so the dog can go in and out. So, I mean, number one, they have a dog that doesn't really guard the territory.
Yeah, what is this dog doing?
Evidently getting drunk with Brent Holden.
With Brent, yeah.
And they said, even though we left their door open, that's still no invitation to let any person come to our house and do what he did. Now,
story sounds fishy, I'm saying.
Yeah, this is very suspect. Now, I mean, not only did he steal their booze, he defecated all over the house.
So he outwore his welcome.
Yeah, and he fell asleep on the couch in between his rendezvous.
In between poops?
Defecating could be thrown up, though.
No, defecating is... through the back end.
Oh, it is.
Vomiting is through the... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he pooped in the house, right?
Yeah, he pooped all over the house. Yes, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, so he remained in jail on $20,000 bond.
Well, that's understandable. I've got another one. So what I got a story here that happened back in 2011.
Okay.
In Jensen Beach, Florida. That's up 95, a little north of West Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's a nice area.
Yeah. Apparently it's really nice. It's nice to go out drinking, maybe take a little cruise in the car, according to at least Matthew Faulkner. So he was going to get his fourth meal, you know, at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And while in the drive-thru, he passed out behind the wheel.
Okay.
His car engine then caught on fire. not a great night. And then when the police and firefighters showed up, he was asked for identification, as you normally are.
Right.
And he proceeded to give the police officers a taco as his identification.
Well, I mean, look, he's an upstanding citizen. He's grateful for them to show up to the scene. And, you know, they might be hungry. So he's...
That's true. And I think, you know, the stereotype is cops like donuts. But this is, you know, it's Miami. Cops like tacos.
Yeah, there's some Latino cops that appreciate a good taco.
I mean, you don't have to be Latino to like a taco, but...
I love tacos, and I'm not Latino, so...
Are you sure? You look awfully Latino today. I think it's the tan.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but we are Florida men, so sun is free.
Yo quiero taco.
I love the idea of giving a taco as identification because it tells you one thing. You don't have to give him a breathalyzer. You don't, because that pretty much solves that. You know he's not high.
Well, look.
Because if you were under the influence of marijuana, the taco would have been eaten.
Instead of giving the cop a 20, why not give him a taco to let you off this incident?
Yeah, or just get really drunk and you actually think a taco is a proper form of identification.
Are you saying that's what happened? So he wasn't trying to bribe?
Allegedly, I would say yes. He was just very drunk and proceeded to give it. I don't know. You know, maybe out of the kindness of his heart, he thought, I'm going to get screwed here. I made a mistake. I was in the wrong. look at me, what have I done with my life? Why don't I start by dedicating my life to good? And I'm going to start with this small gesture of kindness.
I mean,
and give a police officer a taco.
I mean, it's definitely generous because you don't want to be giving away tacos for nothing. But, I mean, I think he was trying to buy himself out of a situation. Give him a taco, say, hey, it's all good. I'll just keep it moving.
I mean, a secondhand taco from Taco Bell. And he was drunk enough to where he passed out behind the wheel. You got to imagine it was, like, mashed up or, you know, and the car's on fire. I don't know. There's a lot going on in this story to assume that he was either being nice. I think he was drunk. And decided.
Yeah, so what happened to him?
Well, he went to jail.
He went to jail.
Yeah, yeah. It turns out they did not accept the taco's form of identification.
Get out of jail free card.
His middle name was not Sour Cream. So.
Okay. So what? What they charge him with?
Bribery. No, I'm pretty sure he got a DUI and. And he's hungry on top of that. Oh, I just got a text saying, yes, he did end up eating the taco.
Okay, no, so just he just heard from the mayor of Jensen Beach.
I forgot to turn my phone off.
All right, well, I got another one for you.
Let's go.
This is another breaking into a house story. Now, we got Jason Vickery, all right? So in St. Augustine, Florida. Do you know anything about St. Augustine, Florida?
I mean,
I sure do.
Yeah, it's the oldest city in the country.
Oldest city in the United States.
European city. I mean, let's face it, there were people here for thousands of years before Europeans came.
Yeah, unnative, western city in the United States. It was a Spanish territory, and yeah, the oldest city in the United States.
Still standing,
and still home of some great, excellent people. So, Jason Vickery breaks into home, plays with toy helicopter, and some good old masturbation. Another little masturbation story.
What's wrong with that? That's what I did last night.
Oh, well.
I didn't break into a house.
Okay.
I kind of did. I left my key outside. So what happened was, I forgot my key.
Okay.
I wanted to come home. I just got a new toy helicopter.
Not really a helicopter, it's one of those drones you got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new. I wanted to play with it.
Right.
The excitement of breaking into a house, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people are exhibitionists, they like to do it outdoors.
Right.
Some people get excited breaking into houses.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they do it. They don't care about the merchandise they're stealing or making money or drug money. Getting money for their drugs.
They like being sneaky.
Sneaky. The excitement of that is what keeps them motivated to continue.
I think it's called sneakers.
Well, not the ones you wear on your feet, but okay. So yeah, this happened on April 29, 2013. So, yeah, it was on a Wednesday, and so he was about to masturbate, but he got distracted by a green remote-controlled helicopter.
So he breaks into a house just to masturbate? I mean, I'm just trying to put myself in Mr. Vickery's...
he broke in, and he was about to masturbate, and he noticed a toy helicopter, right? So he decided, I'm going to fly this helicopter around for a while. So, he used up all the battery life on the helicopter. All right, that was over with.
Okay, well, that's rude.
So, then he said, you know what? I'm kind of hungry, but I believe in eating healthy. So, I'm going to grab a salad out of the fridge.
At least he's health conscious. So, is he naked this whole time?
No, I think he just, you know, pulled out the pants. He's very respectful. You don't need to get full naked.
Okay, now, how did they know he was masturbating?
So he was masturbating in the bathroom on the second floor. He did in the bathroom. He didn't want to be totally rude about it, okay? So he did this in the bathroom, and he stopped and went to the backyard after that because he heard some voices outside.
Oh, yeah.
So, but these voices were actually not in his head. These were the deputies.
Oh.
Which arrived. So, they,
Were they wondering about the remote control helicopter?
Well, they got called, and they showed up, and they arrested him. They confiscated a bag of marijuana, as well as drug paraphernalia, a pouch of chewing tobacco, a towel, and a wig. And he was charged with larceny and burglary.
Wow. So there's a lot going on there. So he had a wig.
Okay. Yeah, it's...
He had a wig to... Okay, he's breaking into houses with a wig. This sounds like a story that we've talked about recently in a previous podcast where, you know...
Oh, the astronaut.
Yeah, the lovely... what was her name again?
Lisa Nowak.
Oh, I thought it was diaper wigs. Yeah, Lisa Nowak and this guy must belong to the same support group, or...
Well, I mean, look, when you're committing a crime in Florida, number one... On your checklist is have a wig.
Have
That's
a wig.
Correct.
Yep. We are identified by hair type here.
Yes. Yeah. We don't believe in race or facial features. It's only was he wearing a wig or not,
Right. Very progressive state. Like they would say, if I were to commit a crime, they would say look for the man in gorgeous hair, salt and pepper hair.
So your natural hair. Okay. All right.
Well. Oh yeah, I don't wear wigs just because. I mean,
you're not afraid of, you know, you're all natural criminal.
Okay. Yeah.
It's one way to put it, right?
I guess that does make sense. But so I still don't understand breaking into a house just to masturbate. I do understand getting distracted by the RC helicopter. That makes complete sense to me.
Yeah.
No problem understanding that. I don't. If there wasn't video footage or anything like this, or if there wasn't again a homeowner there who just did nothing.
I mean, look, when you're brazen enough to masturbate in a home that you break into, why not tell the police? You know, look, they're saying, "Son, don't lie to us. Tell us everything. Did you steal anything? No. What were you doing? Well, I was playing with a helicopter and masturbating. I mean." You know, look, just because he's doing this doesn't mean he needs to lie to police.
Okay, so once again, we have a case of somebody has done something so ridiculous, but when the police show up, that's when they decide to turn their life around. So at this point,
scared
he's dumb.
Straight.
Yeah, scared straight. Yeah, it has great results. So he stops his life of RC helicopters and wanking it to now come clean and say, he gets charged with larceny.
You know, and burglary, yeah.
Yeah, larceny. So this is just like we talked about a gentleman who was getting his diapers changed people under the guise that he was mentally handicapped. Well, he was charged with larceny. Do I not know what larceny is?
No, he was charged with organized fraud.
Larceny and organized fraud, I thought. Regardless, what is larceny?
I have no idea.
I think from my understanding, it's when you are masturbating and if he didn't run that RC battery all the way down, it would have been a lesser crime. But they had to come back and charge. And you know how long it takes to charge those things? It takes a long time.
Yeah,
that's the real dick move. The real dick move wasn't playing with his dick. It was actually running that RC battery all the way down.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty disrespectful to use someone else's energy. And then, you know, really you're stealing their time. Now they have to spend the time to do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So basically, the moral of the story is do not leave your toy helicopters out for criminals to play with. Mm-hmm. You got to be prepared when you go to sleep at night in Florida. And that's not a good start to your night of sleep.
Also, you should get a pet bird that is trained to attack anybody with a wig.
Yeah, because evidently on our last story, the dog did nothing. The dog was going in and out of the backyard, and the guy came in and said, "Hey, puppy, let me see what kind of booze you got," and that's about it. So,
well, you know, that's one side of the story.
Right, we haven't asked the dog what happened with that.
So I do believe that Florida man gets a bad rap. Some of it we bring upon ourselves, but also I think it's the media these days. They try to pinpoint and paint Florida Man as this evil, moronic villain, when in actuality, he's just misunderstood. Florida Man does do good. As an example, giving tacos to police officers.
Well, I mean, that's not all he does. I'm sure we can find some good in every story.
Well, Florida Man, he was nice enough to be honest with the police officers and say, yeah, hey, listen, I broke into this house. I got a little Randy. I, you know, pleasured myself before I saw that gorgeous RC helicopter.
Well, I mean, the story should be, guy did not steal anything.
Yeah. Where's that headline?
Yeah, I mean, look.
Gentleman comes in for self-exploration. Yeah, you can't really sell it that way. That's kind of tough.
All right, so that'll do it for our episode today. Florida Man will continue with his adventures as we go along. Thanks for listening. Please remember to subscribe and give us 5 stars. And we have a support link in the show notes that you can do. We greatly appreciate that. And don't forget to contact me and Billy on Twitter at PROBFLA. Thanks for listening.